Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. All right, your weather forecast today, going to be lots of sunshine and warmer. High near 45 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 32, 29 in Burlington, 33 Milwaukee, 32 degrees in Racine. The three-month average for temperatures in the city of Milwaukee, according to the National Weather Service, was just recently over 55 degrees. That made it the third warmest autumn on record. The warmest fall in Milwaukee, 1931, the average temperature was near 58 degrees. Well, if you decided against watching the second half of the Packers-Lions game last night based on the Packers' first half performance, which was rather lackluster at best, here's what you missed at the very end.
Rodgers is stepping up and lofting it deep down the field into the end zone. It is up and it is caught. Caught by the Packers. Richard Rodgers for a touchdown. Oh, no!
I knew it was going to be in the end zone. I felt good about the throw, getting to the end zone. And I knew by the height that I put on it that we were going to have a chance to have some guys around it. I was looking at Devontae. I saw him doing some boxing out. But our guys were in good position, and Richard, you know, made an incredible play.
27-23, the Packers win. They're now 8-4. They'll play the Cowboys December 13th. Racine police are investigating an early morning stabbing incident that occurred in a residence in the 1700 block of Erie Street. Security at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints contacting Joint Dispatch about the victim showing up at the emergency room. Officers were sent there and to find the crime scene. The victim is a woman whose boyfriend reportedly provided some information about the suspect, a man in his mid to the upper 20s, bitten in the face by a dog during the attack. A vehicle with blood in the passenger seat was also found. Investigators began to work this case just after 2 o'clock this morning. No other information is available, including the degree of injury suffered by the victim. He called himself a monster. The judge said he's insane. Either way, the Kenosha man, who repeatedly slammed his baby to the pavement last year, killing her, resulting in the rest of his life in prison from Judge Bruce Schrader. That was the sentence for 35-year-old Russell Rose. Mandatory life in prison, 81 years after that on related crimes, all without the chance of ever getting out again.
The wickedness of your crime is so enormous that the sentence doesn't really reflect what ought to occur. And I say that in spite of the fact that I don't care what the doctors say, in my estimation, you're insane.
It was a six-minute statement from Rose, who expressed no remorse, offered no rational explanation or mitigating circumstances for what he did, and asked for no leniency. The baby's death occurring while Rose attacked the mother, the two in the process of splitting up. A Racine man, 43-year-old Ephraim Coleman, gets 15 years in prison for robbing a North Shore bank branch in Kenosha back in May, as well as 6 years of extended supervision from Kenosha Judge Michael Wilk once he gets out. Coleman pleading guilty to the charge of robbing a financial institution. Several other charges were dismissed. He was accused of using a toy gun during that holdup, reportedly telling the teller that he knew where she lived and would kill her if she put dye packs in with the money. Coleman was arrested after a high-speed chase that ended when he crashed. In Jefferson County, a mother is jailed for shoplifting and taking her kids with her to do it. Police say the woman instructed her daughters to help her remove the security tags for merchandise before leaving the store. When arrested, the mother reportedly told police that she was innocent and that it was her daughters who stole the items and put them into her purse without her knowledge. The woman facing a charge of theft and contributing to the delinquency of a child. And Scott Weiland, the former lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver's frontman, died in his sleep while on a tour stop in Bloomington, Minnesota, with his new band Wildabouts, days before his scheduled appearance at Turner Hall in Milwaukee. He was just 48 years old, its official Facebook page says. At this time, we ask the privacy of Scott's family be respected. Stone Temple Pilots got to be one of the biggest alternative rock bands in the 1990s. Two successful albums. Weiland also success with Velvet Revolver, that band including Slash, the formerly of Guns N' Roses. Kroger, which recently announced plans to buy Roundy's, reporting a better-than-expected quarterly profit due to cost-cutting and growing sales. The nation's biggest supermarket operator indicates third-quarter sales rose 5.4% to more than $25 billion. Kroger, which also owns Food for Less, got a boost from its organic foods business as shoppers are looking for healthier options. City Plan Commission in Kenosha will meet next week on an apartment complex proposed in two phases by Menominee Falls-based Continental Properties on the northwest corner of 125th Avenue and 71st Street. This is actually a proposal made earlier this year, but Rich ran into some issues related to purchase of the site. That's according to the Kenosha News. Continental began the process once again, though, starting up with the Community Development Office. Now it's to the point that the Plan Commission will consider a conditional use request, a developer's agreement, and a certified survey map. The project name is Springs at Kenosha. Phase 1 is 240 market-rate apartments. If all goes well, Phase 2 would be a similar number of units. Well, there's a lot happening at the Racine Zoo these days, which the new director, Beth Heidorn, calls a treasure and a gem. In a county board presentation, she explained that the animals are still priority one, but getting people to come to see them, tied to different activities, that has the staff there hopping. She says making the zoo a year-long destination includes the just-started Winter of Wonders promotion, highlighting cold weather animals every weekend through January 3rd.
We get people out and about, and not just because there's a nature deficit disorder with kids anyway. And we want to get them out, and we want them to bring their families. So every weekend is a different activity. Our first weekend we had reindeer, and so we have reindeer on property through January 3rd. If you have kids or grandkids, they're not Santa's reindeer. They're relatives and friends of, because they will be here after Christmas Eve. So we just wanted to make sure that's how we tell the kids why we still have reindeer and that they're going to be there after the 24th.
The zoo also getting a little foxy this weekend. The formal display of Zorro, a fennec fox, that species found in Africa, and she says the smallest foxes in the world.
He is now a mate of Sahara, who she's a great animal but needs a friend, and so he is coming to hang out with her, and so he will be introduced this weekend.
Heidorn also talking about the possibility of returning ice skating to the grounds, appearing in tonight's Burlington Christmas Parade, the reindeer romp this Sunday, and says next year's zoo debut fundraiser will have a James Bond theme. The Racine Zoo and Beth Heidorn, by the way, to be featured in WRJN's Public Affairs program this Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are there whenever you want. Go into the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.